This month, the 125th anniversary of the publication of Ernest Thayer's poem Casey at the Bat in the San Francisco Examiner, and mere weeks after the Cubs swept the White Sox in interleague play, is a perfect time to recall Garrison Keillor's alternate perspective, first produced for a Prairie Home Companion in 1994. Casey at the Bat, Road Game. It was looking rather hopeful for our Duskburg team that day. We were leading Mudville 4-2 with an inning left to play. We got Cooney on a grounder and Muldoon on the same. Two down, none on, top of the ninth. We thought we'd won the game. Mudville was despairing, and we grinned and cheered and clapped. It looked like after all these years our losing streak had snapped. And we only wished that Casey, the big, fat, ugly lout, could be the patsy who would make the final shameful out. Oh, how we hated Casey. He was a blot upon the game. Every dog in Duskburg barked at the mention of his name. A bully and a braggart, a cretin and a swine. If Casey came to bat, we'd stick it where the moon don't shine. Two out and up came Flynn to bat with Jimmy Blake on deck. And the former was a loser and the latter was a wreck. Though the game was in a bag, the Duskburg fans were hurt to think that Casey would not come and get his just dessert. But Flynn, he got a single, a most unlikely sight. And Blake swung like a lady, but he parked it deep to right. And when the dust had lifted and fickle fate had beckoned, there was Flynn on third base and Jimmy safe at second. Then from every Duskburg throat there rose a lusty cry, "Bring up the slimy greaseball and let him stand and die. Throw the mighty slider and let him hear it whiz and let him hit a pop-up like the pansy that he is." There was pride in Casey's visage as he strode onto the grass. There was scorn in his demeanor as he calmly scratched his ass. 10,000 people booed him when he stepped into the box, and they made the sound of farting when he bent to fix his socks. And the fabled slider was hurled spinning toward the mitt, and Casey watched it sliding, and he did not go for it. And the umpire jerked his arm like he was hauling down the sun, and his cry rang from the box seats to the bleachers, "Steer, Ike won." 10,000 Duskburg fans raised such a mighty cheer, the pigeons in the rafters crapped and ruined all the beer. "You filthy, ignorant, rotten, bastard, slimy son of a bitch," we screamed at Mighty Casey, and then came the second pitch. It was our hero's fastball that came across the plate, and according to the radar, it was going 98. And according to the umpire, it came in straight and true, and the cry rang from the toilets to the bullpen, "Steer, Ike, two." 10,000 Duskburg fans arose in joyful, loud derision to question Casey's salary, his manhood, and his vision. Then while the Duskburg pitcher put the rosin on the ball, 10,000 people hooted to think of Casey's fall. Oh, the fury in his visage as he spat tobacco juice and heard the little children screaming violent abuse. He knocked the dirt from off his spikes, reached down and eased his pants. "What's the matter? Did you lose him?" cried a lady in the stands. And then the Duskburg pitcher stood majestic on the hill and leaned in toward the plate, and then the crowd was still. And he went into his windup, and he kicked and let it go, and then the air was shattered by the force of Casey's blow. He swung so hard his hair fell off, and he toppled in disgrace, and the Duskburg catcher held the ball, and the crowd tore up the place. With Casey prostrate in the dirt amid the screams and jeers, we threw wieners down at him and other souvenirs. We pounded on the dugout roof as they helped him to the bench. Then we ran out to the parking lot and got a monkey wrench and found the Mudville bus and took the lug nuts off the tires and attached some firecrackers to the alternator wires. We rubbed the doors and windows with a special kind of cheese that smelled like something died from an intestinal disease. Old Casey took his sweet time, but we were glad to wait, and we showered him with garbage as the team came out the gate. So happy were the Duskburg fans at grand and glorious day, it took a dozen cops to help poor Casey get away. But we grabbed hold of the bumpers, and we rocked him to and fro, and he cursed us from inside the bus, and gosh, we loved it so. Oh, sometimes in America, the sun is shining bright, life is joyful sometimes, and all the world seems right. But there is no joy in Duskburg, no joy so pure and sweet, as when the mighty Casey fell, demolished at our feet.